Good to be in the house of the Lord again. Always good to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
We were sitting in a little study last night and began studying on the Word of God and what the Lord would have me preach this morning, the message He had me to give. And, you know, it's amazing to see how God works things out. I love it when God ties the Sunday school and the message just intertwines it just like it was planned that way. But rest assured, I had no idea what Dad was teaching on this morning. Didn't know where He was going to be. I'd just been pondering something in my own heart, amen, my own walk with the Lord, kind of on the same line. So if you got your Bibles, if you ain't had enough Proverbs, we're going to go right back there again. This time we're going to be in chapter 16. As I was reading through this chapter, there's a lot of good stuff in here, so yes. I'm probably going to read the whole chapter and then give you what the thought of the Lord gave me regarding some of the verses that kind of hints at and kind of hits here in this book. And it'll be much in prayer for me. Got a lot of ground to cover today, if the Lord willing. But it's good ground, amen. It's good stuff
right.
From the Lord, from the Word of God, and maybe my voice will hold out through it. Proverbs chapter 16, starting at verse 1, and reading all the way down to the end of the chapter. The Bible says, "The preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits."
That's it.
"Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord, though hand joined at hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Yes.
Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of a king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of a king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver?
Yes.
The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Right.
He that laboreth, laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and whisper separateth chief friends.
Yes.
A violent man enticeth his neighbor, and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city.
Amen.
The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. You may be seated. We appreciate the reverence of the Word of God. And we appreciate everybody that's here today. As Dad said earlier, it's good to see the church. Amen. Come out to the house of the Lord to worship.
Yes.
Amen. As we get into the reading of the Scripture this morning, there's a lot of good different proverbs, a lot of good different sayings, things of wisdom coming out of this chapter. Amen. But one thing that really got a hold of me, and it's based on another verse I'll probably read here in a little bit. Amen. But he talks about the heart, amen, in several places. And Dad hit on that a little bit in the second chapter of Proverbs this morning, talking about the heart of man. Amen. He talks about, verse 1, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue. is from the Lord. And he goes on to say in verse 9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. And I'll go back just a little bit further and go, if you will, with me, come to chapter 4 of Proverbs, verse 23. This verse of Scripture has been on my mind and on my heart for many weeks now, about a month or so. And I've never been able to preach it yet, but I guess today will be the day, thank goodness. Before I go on into something else and see what else the Lord has for me. But Proverbs 4:23, amen. We did good, so good reading in Sunday school together. Why don't we read this verse together, amen, and really take it in. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, let's read together. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. This whole scripture that I've been reading here can be summed up in that one verse. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Yes.
Amen. And the thought that God has put on my heart today, if I can get it out through this message, is that He knows my heart. Amen. Glad to know that God knows our hearts.
Amen.
Glad to know that He knows the heart.
Right.
How much does He know the heart? We talked about it a little bit this morning in Proverbs. We kind of hit the highlights a little bit. But I'm going to go on a little bit further here if you want to follow along. You don't have to because I might have a few places to go. But it's 1 Samuel chapter 16. Amen. It talks about a man named Samuel. He had just gotten done reproving and rebuking Saul the king for disobeying the Lord and sacrificing him. The sacrifices that were to a pagan king. Amen. And now the Lord is talking to Samuel here. Amen. He wants to get his attention. He wants him to go out and find another king for him. And even Samuel here was afraid of the king Saul that he would kill him. That just goes to show you how the heart of Saul was. He was not fit to be a king any longer. Really never was fit to be a king, but the people chose a king rather than wanting to follow the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
And Samuel, he heard the voice of the Lord in chapter 16 of 1 Samuel. It says, the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Amen. God knew Samuel's heart that day.
Amen.
He knew he was brokenhearted for a king that, amen, rejected God. Didn't have anything to do with him anymore. Didn't really want to obey him. His heart wasn't in it. Amen. But thank God, God knew there was something better out there for him. And he said, how long are you going to mourn for Saul? I've rejected him. It's time to move on. Amen.
Yeah.
Go forth. Amen. It's time to go. Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite. For I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear, he will kill me. The Lord said, take an heifer with thee and say, I come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to the Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and says, comest thou peaceably? He said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called him to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, listen very closely here, God said he provided him a king, amen, to anoint.
Right.
Amen. He said, I got a replacement in line, amen. He said, and it came to pass when they were come that he looked on to Eliab, one of Jesse's sons, and he said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature,
amen,
because I have refused him.
Right.
The Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Amen. We go on as we read, we go on to find that he chose out of all the sons. He knew something was wrong because God sent me here to anoint somebody, but all the sons have passed before me. And God has not chosen any one of them. He begins to ask Jesse and question him, are all thy sons present? He said, well, there's a ruddy little lad over there in the field. Amen. He's watching my sheep for me. Amen. Should I go get him? And Samuel said, send for him. Send for that lad. Amen. And he was King David. Amen. He was the one that ended up being The one that fought Goliath in the battle.
Right.
Amen. He was the one, amen, that had the mighty men beside him fighting along with him. He was the one that God anointed to be the king, and he was the one that Jesus Christ himself, amen, directly descended from his bloodline.
That's right.
What a promise God had for him. Why? Because he knew David's heart.
That's right.
Amen. He knew David's heart, that it was a heart that was after his.
Excellent.
It was a heart, amen, that loved God. You cannot read the Psalms and tell me, amen, that David did not love God.
Right.
Amen. He was a man that, yes, he had his faults. Yes, he had sinned with Bathsheba. But he was also a man of great repentance. Amen.
Amen.
For he knew what God would do, and he knew who God was. And he hoped that Solomon, his son, would follow in his footsteps.
Amen.
Amen, as we heard this morning. Amen. God knows our heart. The Bible talks about God. And we know in the beginning of time, when in Genesis chapter 6, when man began to populate the earth, God saw that the thoughts and the imaginations of the heart were wicked. Amen. And he began to repent that he even made man. His heart was all corrupt. Amen. And then Jeremiah says in 17 verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Right.
I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You see, the Lord is a searcher of the heart.
Amen.
We quote that verse, Romans 8:28, a lot, where it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Amen. But if you read a little bit before that, I like the way that, how does the Lord know how to work things out for my good? And that will tell you that just a few verses before that, it talks about being hopeful. And if we hope for something that we do not see, we have patience for it. It says, likewise, I love that. When I read that last night, likewise, it means he's comparing something that he just said to what he's about to say.
Yes.
And when I read that, I realized that the Spirit itself is patient with us.
Amen.
It began to talk about the creature itself shall be delivered from bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. We know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together, even until now, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, but I'm groaning for the day that Christ steps out on the cloud and calls his children home.
Yes.
And I can lay this old body down and be able to take up a glorified body.
Right.
You know, I thought about it just a minute ago. I'm glad that I've got a new heart now. I don't have
yes.
a stony heart. I've got a heart of flesh. Amen. Got a new man on the inside. Amen. Starting already on the new body. Amen.
Right.
Because I got a new heart.
Amen.
I got a new tongue. Amen. My mouth speaks the praises of God. My lips speak the praises of God. Bible says in Romans chapter 10, amen, that with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In the Gospels, Jesus said that out of the abundance of the heart, man speaketh, amen. And if you've got a heart of this world, you'll speak vile things, you'll speak profane things, you'll speak perverse things. Hey, but the minute your heart becomes new, amen, and your heart becomes brand new, and God has created a new creature out of you, amen, the heart begins to speak other things.
Yeah.
It begins to speak positive things. It begins to say yea and not nay.
That's right.
It begins to say yea, all the promises of God, and not nay to this world. Amen, I'm glad that our heart will speak great things. And that's one way you can tell if you've been born again.
Yes.
If you speak a new tongue, a new voice to the Lord. And I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. It's totally different.
Amen.
I'm talking about speaking with my tongue and my language. But the language of the Spirit that just wants to flow about praising God.
Amen.
It says we groan for the redemption of our body. Talks about hope, and he says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why did he yet hope for it?
That's right.
Amen. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity.
Yeah.
Amen. The Spirit is patient with us. Says we know not what we should pray for as we ought.
But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You know, the Spirit groans just as we do.
Amen.
Amen. We get frustrated with this whole world. We get worried about things that are going on in the news and the media and everything. Amen. We just need to turn it off every now and then and open up the Word of God.
Amen.
And realize that the Spirit itself groans within us. Amen. With groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts, there that is again. He that searcheth the hearts, that's God, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit.
That's right.
Because he, that's the Spirit, maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Amen.
I'm glad that God knows my heart. And when the Spirit comes in and begins to hear the prayers that I have to the Lord, and He begins to intercede on my behalf, amen, God knows, amen, the voice of the Spirit. He knows the mind of the Spirit. Amen, and that can translate with this old heart. Amen, what the Spirit can say to God, God can understand it because He searches the heart and He knows, amen, what's inside.
Amen.
He knows what's the mind of the Spirit. We know, then He begins to say, and we know that all things work together. For the good and them that love God.
That's right.
Amen. Those that are called according to His purpose. Amen. God is a searcher of the hearts. Let me give you a few examples here. In 1 Chronicles 28:9, Thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve Him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts,
right,
and understandeth all imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek Him, He will be found of thee. But if thou forsake Him, He will cast thee off forever. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of His doings. Amen.
Yes.
You see, nobody knows my heart except me and God. And even me, amen, I'm limited to the knowledge of what I feel. Because we just told us that we don't even know how to pray. Amen. We don't know how we ought to pray. But I'm glad that the Spirit, amen, can translate what this old heart is thumping out. Amen. Dad tried to say this a minute ago about people judging other people. Amen. And not walking in their shoes. You know, nobody knows my heart. Like God knows my heart. And I'm glad He knows my heart. I'm glad He can understand that when I'm being sincere and when I'm not being sincere.
Right.
Amen. God knows our hearts. And why is that important? It's because we just read here in Jeremiah 17, He searches the heart even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing.
Yes.
See, when the end comes and it's time for judgment, you'll have to make an account for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Those that may want to naysay you, amen, and persecute you, they can't answer for you, amen. When you stand before the throne of God, it'll be between you and God, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
So you better live as God has put upon your heart.
Praise
He knows your heart, so He knows what you need. We talked about conviction earlier. Amen. Today, if you feel the voice of conviction tugging at your heart's door, amen, I want you to know that God has got good things. Amen. He's got plans. He's got purposes. Amen. For your life. Amen. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts of that I have toward you,
yes,
thoughts of good and are not of evil, to give you a hope and an expected end. God knows the thoughts He has toward you, and whatever you feel in your heart today, you need to be obedient.
Yes.
God knows my heart. He searches my heart. Can any man hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Saith the Lord, do not I fill heaven and earth? God fills heaven and earth, amen. We was talking about earlier about how when men's ways please the Lord, He makes his enemies to be at peace with Him. We read that a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directs his steps, amen. I'm glad for the new man. I'm glad, you know, the plans we make in this life may not amount to much. Amen, but I'm glad that it said that a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directed his steps.
Yes.
You know, for the longest, I'll get in a rut where I'll be like, Lord, I need you to help me with this,
bless
help
you,
me with that, help me, help me, help me. Amen. But God expects us to do something every now and then. He expects us to go forward and try to do things. Don't expect God to just plop it in your lap and be done with it. Amen. One thing I've been struggling with all my life is losing weight. Amen. And I'm trying to do a little bit better this year, trying to get a better health. Amen. And I can't tell you how many times I said, now, Lord, you got to help me this way here. I'm going to need some help. Amen. But the next thing you know, I'll be eating and eating and eating and eating and eating. Amen. And how the Lord's going to help me, I don't know.
Amen. Praise God.
But I got a hold of this verse.
Praise God.
The man's heart deviseth his way. You know, it's not wrong for me to make plans. Amen. As long as you're in the court of the will of God.
Right.
Amen. It's not wrong for me to pursue after things that will be beneficial to my health. Amen. If I just go out and do what God has put in my heart, if He's put in my heart to lose weight, if He's put in your heart to start a church, if He's put in your heart to go visit somebody, amen, it's in your heart now. It's up to you to do something with it.
Amen.
Devise a plan. Devise your way. And when you take the first step, God will help direct the rest of the way.
Amen.
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 We've got to quit this. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me.
Come on, brother.
We need to step out of the boat every now and then. Get our feet where the water is. Amen. And get out there and wade out. And the Lord will be there. He'll help us. Amen. All this. Glad that God knows our hearts this morning. Amen. Another verse of scripture that I'll go to that reminded me of this. Proverbs 19. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Amen. Yes, there's many times where we get split between decisions. We don't know what to do. There's many devices, many things going on in our mind. I don't know about you, but my mind is going nonstop. Always thinking about something. That's the time to search the scriptures and search the Lord what His answer is. Dad mentioned it earlier about if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Amen.
Amen. When you find yourself with too many decisions to make, it's the counsel of the Lord that will stand sure.
That's right.
Every time.
Thank you, Lord.
Counsel of the Lord will stand sure. Amen. Keep thy heart with all diligence. Amen. That tells me that it's our responsibility. Amen. What goes in this heart? Amen. What goes in this body? What goes in the windows of the eyes? Amen. The eye gate and all these gates that the Bible talks about. Amen. Because our heart is the central part of our being. Amen. That's our spiritual core, is our heart. I'm not talking about this thing that beats. Amen. It pumps blood to this body. There is a spiritual heart. Amen. That is the center core of every person in here. Amen. That's what came from God when He breathed the breath of life into Adam. Amen. And that's the same breath of life that we will speak today, that we breathe. In Him we live and move and have our being.
Hallelujah.
God knows our heart.
Hallelujah.
And He tells us to keep it with all diligence. For out of it are all the issues of life. Amen. Our heart, very important. It's so hard to convey this to everybody. I hope everybody understands what I'm trying to say. It's hard to put something like this into words. This is one of the things where you just have to go home and study it out for yourself.
Yes.
Amen. Because no matter how many times I preach it, I couldn't get it right. See, we talked about groanings. There's groanings that just can't be uttered. There's things that I just can't explain. It's up to every individual, amen, to go home and search the Scripture.
Right.
Amen.
For themselves, work out your own salvation.
Right.
With fear and trembling.
Yes.
Amen. God knows our hearts this morning. He knows whether we're in His will. He knows whether we're out of His will.
Right.
There's nothing, amen, that you can hide from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You may run for years and years. And you may think, oh, the Lord will never find me down in so-and-so. He'll never find me in this deep, dark pit, this place, and nobody knows where. You think, maybe I'll go to another state. Hey, the Lord will leave me alone. Maybe I'll get out of this place where nobody knows me. Hey, I'll be all right. I'll be able to start a brand new life. Hey, but I tell you, there's two things that will follow you all the way. And that is your sins, and that is God. Amen.
Yes.
He talked before Moses. He said, choose this day. I have stood before you life and death. Choose life. Amen.
Right.
Choose to stay alive. Is your heart a pounding this morning with conviction? I don't know if there's anybody lost in here tonight. That's up to you and the Lord. But I know that everybody in this room at one point in time, maybe even recently, has had a broken heart.
Amen.
Amen. And you need God. How to put the pieces back together. Amen. But He can't put the pieces back together if you don't bring every little one of them to Him.
That's right.
Amen. Don't you hate it when you go to put a puzzle together and you get almost completed? Amen. And there's still one piece lacking, and you search the whole house for that precious little piece until you can find it so that puzzle can be complete. Amen. Your life can be complete if you give the puzzle to God.
Amen.
Yes.
If you give it to God with your whole heart, He said to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Yes.
A half-hearted Christian will still be bound for a place called hell.
Yes.
Because they've not let the heart be God's. Amen.
Their
heart is torn between two places.
Drop.
That's what froward and that's what double-minded means. You're on the fence. They used to call it straddling the fence back in the old days.
Amen.
If you've got one foot in heaven and one foot in hell, guess what? You're all the way in hell. Amen.
Yes.
There's not going to be any sin that enters into the gates of heaven. There'll be no drunkards there. There'll be no adulterers there. There'll be no murderers there. And thank God death won't be there. Amen. There'll be no disease. We'll never have to hear the word cancer again in our life.
Amen.
I don't want to go to that place. I don't want to be down there. And now there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Where the worm doth not, the fire's not quenched. Amen. If your heart is not right with God today, I beg you, give your heart to the Lord as we stand this evening. Brother Wayne, get a verse of a song. I'm not going to tarry long. But I'll tell you what, I want to give you an opportunity. If your heart, amen, is broken, or if you're going through something, amen. You feel like nobody understands me. Nobody understands. Oh, Jesus understands. Let me tell you, He is the high priest that is touched with every feeling that has ever been in our hearts. He knows our weakness. Amen. He knows our strength. Amen. And He's well and able, amen, to help in a time of trouble. Amen. If you'll come, as He said.
Amen.
He's waiting. Don't put it off. It's a brand new year. You want to get the year right? Start it out with Jesus. Amen. Start it out with God's plan for your life.
Happy waiting. God bless you, sir, sister. Touch your Lord.
Yes, Lord. Help the Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus will meet you there every time. Amen. Amen. There's room here for more. For anybody else that has an issue, needs to come. Jesus knows what you need. He can search that heart and He knows exactly what the problem is. He knows how to fix it. He knows how to solve it. But He can't do it if you don't have all the pieces.
Lord, it's in your hands.
Amen. Let's sing one more verse. Think about it. How do you want to leave here this morning? Do you leave the same way that you come in, or do you want to leave rejoicing? You want to leave, amen, with your heart, the burden of lifted, and lies of faith going out this door. Yes, Lord.
God, have you
right now.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Give them the desires of their heart, Lord.
Yes.
Search the heart and know their desire, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you'll be
there. Jesus will meet you there.
Amen. We thank God for being here this morning. Thank God for the liberty we felt. Thank God for coming back to this church. This place feels like home. Amen. Every time we come back, we're received with open arms. I really enjoyed getting to be here with you. Continue to pray for me and my ministry, my family. You know, I'm glad that the woman with the issue of blood knew where to go to get her problem solved.
Right.
Amen. When Jesus passed by, she didn't say, "Well, Lord, let me go try another physician. I don't think I've tried them all yet. I could do something else. No, she spent all she had. She got to where she's broke. Didn't have no other alternative.
Right.
When you get to where you don't have another alternative, maybe you'll come to the Lord then.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I think of King Agrippa. Boy, Paul preached his heart out, began to tell him how Christ had saved his soul. And King Agrippa, amen, was just like that old puzzle. Everything was complete, but he lacked one thing. And he said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian.
Yes.
You almost convinced me today. Amen. But without the missing piece, he was never complete.
Amen.
Amen. I believe it was either Festus or Felix. I always get them confused. I always get them mixed up. But, amen. Paul began to preach of righteousness and faith. And he said, you know, he began to tremble. He said, Paul, go your way. When I have a convenient season, I'll call it for you. We never read in the Bible where he had a more convenient season. Never mentions him again in regards to calling
Paul. Think about that.
Amen. Today, when you leave the doors today, it may be your last chance.
Amen.
Don't be like King Agrippa. Don't be like Felix and Festus. Be like Paul.
Yes.
Amen. He was counting on Paul. He's counting on you today.
Amen.
Thank you for your attention. Turn it back over to the pastor.